Mike Love is the co-founder of the Beach Boys. He's been taking the stage with the group for over half a century. He tells the story of his life on and off the stage in his new book, Good Vibrations, My Life as a Beach Boy.
You know, my father had passed away a couple of years ago, and there are things I would have liked to have, you know, heard from him. So I was thinking, my children, my grandchildren, friends and fans, it'd be nice if I'd give my account of this incredible odyssey called the Beach Boys. I wish they all could be.
That odyssey started in Hawthorne, California, when Love joined forces with his cousins, Brian, Dennis, and Carl Wilson, and friend Al Jardine.
Brian Wilson was the Stalin of the studio, you know. He was really in charge, especially of the tracks and the arrangements and stuff.
By 1966, the group was battling the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and many Motown groups on the charts. That's when Brian Wilson started working on a new album that was out of the ordinary.
Came back from Japan, and Brian had done these brilliant tracks. And we all went right in the studio and worked really hard on doing vocals. Incredible and beautiful vocal arrangements.
The album's name, Pet Sounds.
In fact, Rolling Stone magazine did this coffee table book that had to do with the 500 top rock albums, and Sgt. Pepper's was one, and Pet Sounds was two. God Only Knows, Wouldn't It Be Nice, and Sloop John B. are three of the songs from the Pet Sounds album, which we've been doing since the album debuted in 1966.
Shortly after the release of Pet Sounds, the band had its third number one single.
I had the privilege of writing the words and coming up with the chorus, which is, I'm picking up good vibrations, she's giving me the excitation. And I think that song, for its time, was avant-garde, but it still sounds avant-garde. It's so unique. So I rate that really highly in terms of our musical achievements.
The Beach Boys are still on the road, and there's no plan to stop, according to Love.
It's really the audience. It's really the fact that people still love our music that keeps us wanting to do what we do. We did 172 performances last year.
The Beach Boys were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988. They've sold more than 100 million albums worldwide and have the most top 40 hits by an American band. John Lawrence, WABE News.